World leaders are gathering at the United Nations for a summit marking the organization's 60th anniversary. But with hours to go before the event begins, the hoped-for document on UN reform is being scaled back in the face of bitter disagreements among member states. Deadlines are being pushed back to the limit in a last-ditch attempt to reach a compromise on a summit outcome document. Diplomats worked long into Monday night, and a scheduled Tuesday morning negotiating session was postponed until the afternoon to allow for a final attempt to find common ground on at least some of the seven main areas of discussion. But with 150 presidents and prime ministers due in the General Assembly Hall Wednesday, negotiators are said to be making wholesale deletions where no agreement can be reached. One diplomat involved in the talks, Pakistan's UN Ambassador Munir Akram, said many countries are disappointed that weeks of talks have yielded so little compromise. He says too much time has been wasted on proposals for Security Council reform, which have since been dropped.
I think that we were stalled for 3 months on Security Council. We got started very late on this document with a huge agenda, and it's not surprising that we are in a difficult situation.
U.S. diplomats Monday had hailed progress on the summit declaration and suggested that agreement on a scaled-back document was at hand. U.S. mission spokesman Richard Grenell said he was puzzled Tuesday that some settled issues seemed to have been reopened in last-minute negotiations. But he cautioned that the final document, whatever it turns out to be, will only be a statement of general principles that will require a lot of work after the summit is over.
In terms of having this be a first step, it's good news. In terms of the work that we have to do for the future, it signals that we still have to spend the fall and the spring, or however long it takes, to make the reforms necessary that member states want.
Secretary General Kofi Annan is himself involved in negotiating sessions Tuesday in an effort to save the bulk of an ambitious UN reform and poverty alleviation proposal that he himself put forward early this year. But most diplomats agree member states have underestimated the amount of preparatory work needed to reach consensus. Brazil's UN ambassador, Ronaldo Mota Sardenberg, was quoted Tuesday as saying the final document will likely just restate ideas that already have been agreed on. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.